Rabbi Yisrael Meir Posen.
Good morning. The pasuk at the beginning of the sedra starts off. Vayikach koyach ben Yitzo, ben Kohos, ben Levi, v'dosom v'aviram, b'nei Eliyahu, v'oim ben Peles, b'nei Reuven. The Mefarshim, Rishonim, try to explain what's the kesher of dosom v'aviram. How does dosom v'aviram become here? Why is he a mechutn with koyach? The Aven Ezra says, because dosom v'aviram are from Shevet Reuven, and Moshe Rabbeinu took the Bechira from Shevet Reuven and gave it to Shevet Joseph. The Rabban doesn't like that. The Rabban says that it was Yaakov Avinu who had done that. Yaakov Avinu is the one who gave the Bechira to Yosef, not Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi says because they were neighbors, Oile Rosh, Oile Shechenoi, and so therefore they were pulled in. Whether you learn like this or whether you learn like that, it answers for the whole Shevet Reuven. But we see Dosan Vaviram more or less, a few others as well joined in as well. But Dosan Vaviram were the Ikam Chotonim, they were the ones who stuck out. Not only here, there's at least another six places in the Torah where we see that whenever Dosan Vaviram had an opportunity, they jumped up to go against Moshe Rabbeinu. Lemoshel, the end of Parshas Shemos, as Moshe and Aaron came out of Paroi, they were standing there waiting for them. Vayifgu es Moshe ves Aaron nitzavim likrosom b'seisom eis Paroi. What did they say? They started shouting at them, and they said, Yera Hashem aleichem v'yishpoid asher hevashtem eshechenu b'nei Paroi v'nei avodov losis cheb b'yodov la'ogenu. Those of you are standing there waiting for Moshe and Aaron are coming to save Klal Yisrael, and they're standing there, start giving him klolos. Afterwards, we see another very interesting thing. At the beginning of Pasuk B'Shalach, after Klal Yisrael had gone out of Mitzrayim, it says in the Pasuk, V'om ha-Pari livnei Yisrael, nevuchim heim baretz, sog aleim ha-midbo. Pari realized that Klal Yisrael are going around in the Midbar. So the Pasuk says, Om ha-Pari livnei Yisrael. So Rishonim got shver, how can Pari say livnei Yisrael? Klal Yisrael have gone out of Mitzrayim already a few days beforehand. Targum Yisrael ben Uziel says something very interesting. Targum Yisrael ben Uziel says, Vayim Pari ledosom ula'aviram b'nei Yisrael demishtayim b'mitzrayim. Called Klal Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim. Dosom v'aviram, no, we're not going with Moshe, ich bleib do. It's interesting how they got out at the end afterwards as well. But Akol Bonim, they had something in them that wherever they had the opportunity to go against Moshe Rabbeinu, they were ready for it. Agav, I saw in the Sefer, Be'etzem it's very shver. If Dosan Vaviram didn't want to go out to Mitzrayim, why didn't they die in Machas Choshech? There were Shoim, such a Shoim. Everybody asked the Kashi, there was such a Shoim. Why didn't they die in Machas Choshech? I saw the Sem the Maril Diskin, a very interesting thing. Dosan Vaviram, as we see in the Sefer Parshas Shemos, they were Shetri B'nei Yisrael. Shetri B'nei Yisrael, they had to protect Klal Yisrael as well. They got the makos, they got the klep. When Klal Yisrael didn't manage to do what they were supposed to do, they were the ones that suffered. Says Maril Diskin, a yid, somebody who suffers for Klal Yisrael, somebody who suffers for others, he gets pain, he's got tzar for other yidin, he's got a schus which protects him even against the Malach HaMoves. And that's the reason why they didn't die in Makas Choshech, and also that's the reason how they managed to get out of Mitzrayim, they get through Kriyas Yamsuf. Rakol Bonim, what's going on here? Where do we find the such b'chotonim? It goes weiter. In the beginning, straight after Kriyas Yamsuf, as Klal Yisrael, before the man fell, in the passage says, "Va'yileinu kol adas b'nei Yisrael al Moshe va'alarim, va'yemer aleim b'nei Yisrael mi yitein musenu b'yad Hashem be'eretz Mitzrayim." The first we explained, halavai, we would have died in Eretz Mitzrayim, but shifteinu al si habasa, when we had a pot of meat, halavai, we would have died then with all the meat, and bachleinu lechem l'soiva, ki, why do you have to take out the elamidba hazeh, lehem is his kol hakol hazeh barov. Says the Arachayim HaKadosh, an interesting thing, we all know that in the Inui and the Shibud of Mitzrayim, Klal Yisrael were eating lechem oini. Who was eating si basa and lechem lasoiva? Says our Chaim HaKadosh, that was the Sheitri B'nai Yisrael. They weren't the ones who were under the Inui, they were actually working. They were above. They were able, they had the luxury, they were able to eat meat and to have lechem lasoiva. Says our Chaim HaKadosh, ulai, Mistoma, this is Dosan Vaviram, who was by Eloinu, who complaining. Again, they found the opportunity to come up against Moshe Rabbeinu. The man falls, and what happens? Moshe Rabbeinu warns everybody and tells them they mustn't leave anything over for tomorrow. Nevertheless, the says the pasuk that there were those who left a bit of man for tomorrow. As we all know, it's Dosan Vaviram. But there's an interesting cheshbon here. The man, we know, was Echad Amav of Echad Amamit. Everybody had the same amount. They had the Oymel Agugeles, however much they need for that day. That means that Dosan Vaviram left over from their man for tomorrow. It means that they went hungry. They were prepared not to eat. They were prepared to go without food. And be knap on Moshe Rabbeinu. To give a clap. There was a Yid, who was always against the Rav. Everything the Rav said, he would get up and say, Vaket. Once, it was Leir Rosh Chodesh, and he came to Mariv, and the Gabba wasn't there. And as I started Shemina Esra, so the Rav clapped and shouted, Yalev Yavoy. So he shouted, Lo Yalev Lo Yavoy. Abi Vaket. Then we go right as well. The Medrash Tanchuma says that the ones who put out the Lechem Mishnah on Shabbos to try to see perhaps tomorrow morning there'll be mon out and the birds came and ate it. So there, the Medrash Tanchuma says that was also Dosan Vaviram. Again, the whole time, all the way along, going against Moshe. Again, later on with the Meraglim, Nitlu Reish Shuvah Mitzrayma. So again, it doesn't say in the Foshim of the Chumash, but the Medrash Chumash says that was Dosan Vaviram. The whole time going against Vos is Gevenda. Before we explain, I'd like to tell you as an interesting thing that somebody once showed me in a sefer. There's an island in the Indonesia area. There's an island. It's called Sumatra. And there in the island, there's in the forest there, the inhabitants, they occupy themselves by catching baby monkeys. What they do, how they do it, they take a coconut and they drill a careful hole in the coconut, a certain size. They empty the milk that's in the coconut, they empty it out. They cook rice, which is a food that monkeys like. And they give it the spices that the monkeys like, and they stuff the rice back into the coconut, and then they take a strong strap and tie it around the coconut. They go out to the forest and tie the coconut on a branch, and they go stand on the side, and it doesn't take very long that the smell of the rice comes out, and then the small monkeys start climbing up the trees until it comes, the monkey gets to the coconut, stretches out his fingers very carefully into the small hole, puts his hand in and grabs a handful of rice. And wants to take his hand out again, he can't. His hand is holding a handful of rice. It's much wider than it was when it went in. It doesn't come out. The monkey starts pulling and pulling and pulling. He's dangling in the air. He starts biting the coconut, smashing his head on it. Sometimes he even starts bleeding. And in the meantime, the hunter starts climbing up the tree. It doesn't take very long until you see this guy coming down the tree with a sack on his shoulder, with a monkey inside it, and the monkey is on with his hunter on the way to the market, where there he's going to be sold to somebody who's going to put him in a cage, and he's going to spend the rest of his life opposite people who are standing there looking at him and laughing at him. There are plenty of people who can't let go, and they ruin their lives, and they action and they keep this. This can't leave go. If we would be standing, we would have shouted to the monkey, "Let the rice, let loose, let the lice go." But there's people who they can ruin their whole lives because somebody once pogged in them. They got hurt and they can't forget it, and they go on and on the whole time. Doesn't Aviram when Moshe Rabbeinu was a young boy, 13-year-old. The first thing the Torah tells us about him, Moshe Rabbeinu made the Ha'ara, told them off. What was their reaction? You're coming to kill us? Moshe Rabbeinu said something about killing. Yisachar said, but they were hurt. The whole ego was damaged. They felt threatened, and that pain stayed with them. The netzach. Whenever they had an opportunity, they've got to do nekoma. Nekoma v'sucho midvash. Says Mr. Sishorim. Is due to Kamaisa, Rav Moshe Feinstein, that. One of his drivers brought him to yeshiva, and as he got out of the car, the driver had driven away. They saw Moshe looking down at his fingers, and they realized that his fingers were bleeding. What happened was that when he got into the car, the driver obviously had slammed the door shut and caught his finger, and Moshe didn't react until the driver had driven away because he didn't want to, chas v'shalom, hurt his feelings. One makes a little cheshbon from when the door slams on the person's finger till the person shouts, "Ow!" How long does it take? Is the time then to start making a cheshbon? I want to hurt his feelings, I don't want to hurt his feelings. It's years of avoda, years of working on his midas, to prepare himself that when such situations happen, he should be under control. Always give a marshal. Nowadays with the modern equipment that we have, we can understand it better. A computer has a program. The program is set that when you press on the buttons, cup comes on the screen, all various things. You change the program, so when you press the same buttons, different things come up. The program is what sets the reaction. Every person has a program inside him. And the program is preset how he's going to react when things happen. And that program, Elosh Chazal, is called Midas. And that is set beforehand how the person is going to react. So Matamidim used to give an extra marshal. People in England, when they get they hurt themselves, they shout "ow." In Eretz Yisrael, when people hurt themselves, they shout "I." It's because the program is being preset in England to say that, and Eretz Yisrael is that. One can change it. This program is midas. The reaction that we react to things is a thing that's in our hands for us to change. If we work on our midas and our negias, we can bring ourselves to a matzah to be in a different sort of reaction. So you do the Shem Reb Shach, they say that somebody once went up to a friend of his and he said to him, "Tell me, I'm making inquiries. You know Reb Moshe?" So he says, "Yeah, you also know him." He says, yeah, you know, he's a very nice person. So yeah, but I must tell you, I once had an incident with him that I was just happened to be there as he came out of a garage, the beautiful new car. And just at that moment, as he came out the drive of the garage, a kid came along with a bike and didn't see him and went flying to the new car and made a nice big scratch across it. And you should have seen Reb Moshe's reaction. His cast, the way he spoke, the words that he said, it was frightening to see it. So this friend said, "What do you want?" He started saying he was Bekar, so what time have you got? He says, "Yeah, but I had another situation that I was there right in his house once on Purim and he was drunk." But what came out of his mouth, it was horrible. It just wasn't. So you stop saying he was shikha. What do you want from me? So I answered another time. I was with him when he obviously met an old Baal Choyv who owed him a very large sum of money. And he got hold of the guy and he shackled him. The threats and the way he spoke to him, it was frightening. He said, "What do you want? You know, a huge sum of money. What can you expect from him?" Says Reb Shach, "No. Chazal tell us, I haven't got the Lashon HaGemara here, but Chazal tell us that a person is nikah Bekisi Mikasi Bekoisoi. The real person is Bekisi Mikasi, because that's his midas. The way the nice act that he does when he's not at the moment of a test, that's not the real person. Chazal tell us, in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Chochmas Noshim Bonzo Beso. Zu Eishes Oin Ben Peles. If one thinks it is, we know what Chazal tell us. What did the wife of Oin Ben Peles say to her husband? She said to him, I ma rabo, if Moshe Rabbeinu will be the rabbo, at anto talmido, you'll be the talmid. The ima rabo, anto talmido, the im koyach is going to be the rabbo, so you'll be the talmid. So what have you got to gain out of it? Where do we see the gewaltige chochmus noshim bonzo beso? The explanation of this is very poshut. This Eishes Oin Ben Peles, she sat down and she thought into it, what's happening here? And she realized all the people here in the Machlekes are all working with Negias. So she very carefully managed to decipher and to separate her husband's Negias from the whole thing. So what are you going to gain out of it? You're not going to gain. She didn't say hack it and fight against him. No, she said, what are you going to gain? She managed to take away his Negias. Once you take away his Negias, so we know the Hemsich said, what can I do? I've made the Shavuot. So he said, that Chelek I'll already settle. Her Chochmah was to understand the reason that's causing him to do it, and when she managed to understand the Negias, that's when she managed to stop him doing what he was doing. The Mesillas Yeshayim says a gewaltig zach. He brings down a Zohar, and he says that what was the reason that gave the push to the Meraglim to do what they did? He says, "Hu shegoram l'fidas chachmei nizal el Meraglim sheyitziu dibo al ha'aretz v'gom misal lahem l'chol doyrosom." What? Why? Miyirosom pen yimait kvoidom beknisas ha'aretz shlo yu heim nisim liyisrael v'yam da'achirim b'mkoyimom. The Meraglim were Nesim. Yeshua, in the list of the Meraglim, he was the fifth one. And the Ramban says that the Seder of the Meraglim was Kefi Seder Chashivusom. So we're talking about Mamish Gdeilim. Oh, but nevertheless, they saw Beruach Kodshom, that when Klal Yisrael go into Eretz Yisrael, they won't be the Nesim. They had a Negia. They wanted to try to make sure that we don't go into Eretz Yisrael too quickly. Let's schlep it out a little longer in the Midbar. And that's what caused it. We see that from a personal Negia, how much damage can be done to Klal Yisrael. That the whole generation was stuck in the Midbar, they had to die in the Midbar, they weren't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Because of a personal Negia, we won't be the Nesim when we go into Eretz Yisrael. I remember going back quite a few years ago, I don't remember details exactly who they were, but at the time when Sharon was the Prime Minister in Eretz Yisrael, at that time the President of America, I think it was one of the Bush, the President of America, he was very, very, very pro-Israel, and it was very boiler, it was very notable that he hated the Arabs. And he came at the time then to Eretz Yisrael, and his whole behavior showed, it was interesting how much he allowed himself to show up Barabim, how much he's against the Arabs. So at the time then, there was an article that somebody described what happened many years before that. When he was still a minor in the American government, he was sent as a representative of the American government to come to Eretz Yisrael and have talks with Arafat and the Israeli government. At the time then, Sharon was also only a Chavar Knesset, and he was given the job of accompanying this representative of America. And he built up a good kesher, and during the stay, he was supposed to have quite a few meetings with Arafat, and every time Arafat played him up. He made the meeting, and didn't turn up, or when they arrived there, they had to wait there for hours. He was very, very rude. And this... today's president, that president of that day, got very hurt. And that personal feeling was stuck in him. The grace of President of America, the Melech of the Shtaka America, he made milchomis, and he ran the world because he was hurt inside, a personal hurt inside him, by Arafat. That's how far Negias takes us along the line. There's one point, a few what we mentioned beforehand, that when somebody has been civil for Klal Yisrael, so the Malach HaMovas can't have a go at him. So then, like Choyeshver, what happened at the end with Dosan and Baviram? How come the Itako was swallowed up into the world? Oh, but that's the Dovah, that's the Poshet rule, everybody knows that, that Machlikas is like a fire. A fire doesn't disintegrate, doesn't make differences between what's good and what's bad. It just burns everything. When it comes to Machlikas, so then there's no protection against such a thing. As we saw last week in London, fire just burns everything that comes in connection with it. The Parsha carries on. It says in the Pasuk, Vayikumu lifnei Moshe, Va'anoshim ibnei Yisrael, Chamishim ha-Masayim nisiyah, Eido kriye moed anshi shem. 250 Sanhedrin, nisiyah, Eido kriye moed anshi shem. The Gemara Sanhedrin says, Vayikumu lifnei Moshe, Va'anoshim ibnei Yisrael, Chamishim ha-Masayim, Miyuchodim shebe Eido. Kriye moed, says the Gemara, Shohoyu yoidim le'abe shonim v'likvoye chadoshim. These 250 Sanhedrin, they were also those who knew how to be ma'abes ha'shona, ma'abes ha'choydesh, to be kovea the moedim of Klal Yisrael. And that's why they were called kriye moed. Anshei shem, shehoyu lehem shem b'chol ha'olam. They were famous people. So, Siva Be'er Yosef, he shtelt zech what's pshat here. It says bishloima that they were anshei shem. You took people who were famous, who had a position. So thus kama fashtein that Korach wanted to show his capability of being mishachnea people, his Korach that he can do. So Korach took this anshei shem. But kriya moyer that they know how to be ma'abes ha'shona, to be ma'abes ha'chodesh. What's that got to do with this whole machlekes here? What did he take? Why did they need this point? Why is the Torah itself to stress this point of kriya moyer? Also, l'chori it's very shver. We see in Parsha Shmini when the Shivas Mei Miluim, when Moshe Rabbeinu had spent 7 days building up and taking down the Mishkan and bringing Korbanos. Nevertheless, Akadosh Baruch Hu didn't accept the Korbanos. Ad kedei kach, it says then the Lo Yishasu Bo Shechina, Vo Yisrael Nichlomim. Klal Yisrael, what he heard, what's going on? Va'oimim LaMoshe, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kol HaTorech SheTorachnu SheTish Shechina Beineinu. This whole Torah that we've done was that the Shechina should be here Beineinu. And now that we know that Moshe has been mechapa us on the oven eagle. What did Moshe Rabbeinu say to them? He answered them back, Aaron ochi kedai v'choshuv mimeni. I've got a brother who is much more choshuv than me, and you'll see that he will have the schos that through him the tisha shchinosai shalach lishvorcho on the mishkan. V'teide sha'amokim bocha boy. And Dacha, that's what happened. Straight out of the Pasuk says, "Vatitzei Eish milifnei Hashem, vatoichel al mizbech es ha'olam es ha'chalovim, vayach kolam, vayiroinu vayiprapneim." That means Klal Yisrael have already had this test. The Beishim has already proved to the world that he's chosen Aaron. That Aaron should be the nivcha. They've all seen it. They were all there. Vayiroinu vayiprapneim. So where's their mokim now for them to come along and start making a machlekes? It's like, how do we tell this? Why were you mamana Aaron HaKohen? Also, in Moshe Rabbeinu's answer, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Vayidaber al koyav al kol adosoi leimoi boika v'yoyda Hashem es ha'shaloi v'es ha'kodesh v'yikiv v'ilov es ha'sheivcha boi yikav v'ilov." Moshe Rabbeinu said to answer back to Korach v'adosoi that boika in the morning v'yoyda Hashem. So Rashi brings down there in the second pshat a medrash that explains what do these words mean. Boika v'yoyda Hashem. So Rashi says boika omer lehem Moshe gvulois chilek Akadosh Baruch Hu ba'olamai. Akadosh Baruch Hu has made limits in the world, divisions. The Bereishit is divided in quite different places, divide up things, the Shabbosim is divided. What's the marshal? The Rashi brings down in the Chelik of the Medrash. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Yecholi matem lafoich boike laerif. Can you change round day and night? Choshech v'oy." It says in the Bosel, "Vayavdel elikim bein ha'or bein ha'choshech." The Moshe has made limits, has made divisions. And the Medrash carries on there. "Ogeshem shehivdel bein ha'or or bein ha'choshech, kach hivdel es Yisrael min ha'akum." The Moshe has made the havdalah of bein ha'or v'ha'choshech. And he carries on in the Medrash. All this the Medrash puts into the words of Moshe Rabbeinu, Boika V'yeda. The Beisham has also made the Havdalah Bein Yisrael Bein Ha'amim. Shenema V'avdil Eschem Bein Ha'amim Liyos Li. V'kach Hivdil Aroin V'yibodil Aroin L'agdishim Koytish Kadoshim. Im Yecholim Atem La'akev Oysa Havdalah. If you can do changes and you can stop the Havdalah of Oye Choshech, Shehivdil Akashbochum Bein Ha'yema Bein Ha'layla, kach tuchlu levatel zu. Then you can do that as well. Kach Om Alem Boike V'yede Hashem. As Moshe Rabbeinu said to Koyach Vadosoy, that the Beishim is the one who's done the Havdalah here of Aaron. If you can come along and change night and day, so then you can also change things here with Aaron. In other words, there's no changing about the thing. L'choyah one has to understand what's the kesher here of mentioning about the Bris Ha'ilom, Bikav Erev. I'm using that as a moshel, Bin Yisrael Amim. Why we use that as this tshuva, all that Chazal tell us, lying in the words of Boker V'yedei Hashem. So he explains very nicely, he explains like this. Says that Korach, he came along with the Taina, his mask, Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu is the manig of Klal Yisrael. But we see in the Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given Korach to Bezdin, or to the manig of Klal Yisrael, to be koveya things, and when they're being koveya, even the world, the gashmistic world, is kofuf and can change for that. When it comes to Ibu HaChodesh, or Ibu HaShono, we see the Beis Din make a new year, make the year a bit longer, so it has a hashpah on the world, like Chazal tell us, that Bas Gimel Shonim, the Hapsulim, will grow back again if the Ma'abes HaShono. They got a koyach in the world. So koyach said, the fact that we saw Vatetze Eish Milifnei Hashem, and we saw the Vishlam L'choyah was accepting the Hachlotah of Moshe to be a man of Aaron as a koyach in a godel, that's no raya. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was the farnes, was the Nesi of Klal Yisrael. So the Rabbeinu Shleilam gives always a backing to the manig of Klal Yisrael. That, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says even if they made the Ibu Hashanah by mistake with Edim Psulim, still since Beis Din have done it, it'll have a chalois and the Beishim will go accordingly. Rosh Hashanah will be a month later. The whole Teva, the whole world changes according to what the God has decided. So came along Koyach and he said, "You, Moshe Rabbeinu, okay, but you are supposed to be mana a Kohen Gadol. Why did you take your brother? There are enough other people in the family, there are enough other members who are roi for it, who should have received it." And to be mechazik is there, to show his point, he bought the Kriya Moyed, he bought the Sanhedrin, who had the Koyach, who knew how to be Ma'abes HaShonah, to show that there's doors are matzah, that you could be Koveya, the Rebbe Shlom is masking to you. Oh, that's all very good to explain the Kriya Moyed, and to explain why there wasn't a Ashbar, why even though they saw what happened, the Shuris Mea Meluim, nevertheless, it's not a Raya. Oh. Moshe Rabbeinu carried on and answered back to the Taina of the Kriya Moyed. And he said, "You're right. There are certain things that Rabbi Yishon has given it over, the koyach, to Bosov Adom, to Beis Din, to the manig of Klal Yisrael. But not everything. There are certain things that are in the world that Rabbi Yishon has kept for himself. Vayavdil bein boiker le'erev, Beis Din can't come along and decide, right, now it's night and tonight will be day. They haven't got the koyach to do that." Said Moshe Rabbeinu, "Boker v'yeda Hashem, just like there is a havdalah that Rabbi Shlom did, that Rabbi Shlom was mavdil bin oyle yoim, bin oyle choshech, bin erev avoyka. The Rabbi Shlom was mavdil And that, we've got no koyach to move it, the same thing by a bodel Aaron Lagdishoy. The Beis Shalem was also the one who himself was Mavdil Aaron. It wasn't my decision, it was Rebbeinu Shalem who did it. So if you can move day and night, okay, so go and do it. But the Medrash, we mentioned beforehand, had another point. Va'avdil ben Yisrael Amin. How does Va'avdil ben Yisrael Amin come into the picture here? Why does that mention? We've understood why he mentions Boikir Va'erev, but why we saw Va'avdil ben Yisrael Amin? There's another Medrash where the Medrash describes how Korach went round trying to, with his Latzonas, trying to gather the people and the stories that he sold. So one of the things the Medrash brings down there is V'moshev leitzim lo yoshev, ze Korach. What do you do? Shoyo mit leitzis al Moshev Aaron. He was making Latzonas of Moshev Aaron, ma also. He gathered the people in, and he started telling them different litzonos, and this is what he said to them. Almona achas hoiso b'shchunosi. There was an almona in my neighborhood. Ve'im ha'shtei na'oreis yisoymeis. And she had two yisoymeis. Ve'hoyo lo soda achas. She was obviously an almona, an oni ve'evin, but she had one field. And when that she was mispanis from. Bo'os la'achroish. She came to do, to plow the field, to do charish, to start working in the field. Omala Moshe, Moshe comes up and says, "Hey, leisachoy shoy bechamoy yachdov. There's halachas how you're allowed to do it." Bas Lizroya, she wanted to put down the seeds. Omala sotcha leisizra kalaim. Bas liktzoy velasis arima. Omah hanichu leket chikcha peya. We're talking about Korach, who's Chazal tell us he was a chochem. It's a Talmud Chochem. He wasn't just standing, he was coming to start arguing with Moshe Rabbeinu. He was bad sinner, if not for his mistake, he was at that level. And here he's coming along now, and he's bumish divilit sonus. What's he saying? He's saying, giving a shein alocha. Oh, but no, he's putting it down on a litzonis stick away. And now Mona Nebuch, she's got tears saving, she's got nothing to eat. Such lachmona, she can't do the ways that things she does it. He carried on. Boss last is Goyen, she wanted to gather all the products together. Omalem Tznu, Tzni, Tzuma, or my Sirishin, or my Sirsheni. Hitztika, or Leres Adin Nebuch, she has makabal the din on herself, and she did it. For Nosnaloi, my Osta. When that happened, that was already too much for her. Omdo or Moches Asoda, she sold the field. Velokhashtei Kivshois, and she bought two sheep. Kadei, Nilvash Gizosom, Kadei that she be able to make out of the wool, she be able to make clothes. Velanis Biperisem, and the Velodish should have an offer from it. Given to Yoldo, as soon as they had the first baby, Bo Aaron, Ramalot, Nilias Abchairois. Shekein omali HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Bechor is the Abon, the Mai. Et Stiko Alei Sadim, and Nostro Alei Zavlodis. Hegi Azman Gziza, so came the time that to shear the sheep, and Gozdo Isam, Omala, Tnili Reishiz Agez. Shekein omali HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Omer, so he said, that happens, that Ein Bi Koyach, Lamoid Be'ish Hazeh, I've got no Koyach for him. Hareini, Sheikh Tosam, Vo'ichlosam. Given to Shachta, Omalot, Nili Azrev Alechaim, Ba'akeva. Doesn't stop, it's just going on and on. And Aaron, and obviously standing in a hall there, 250 Sanhedrin, or more others, and he's saying this over with a sarcastic way, and they're making it look honest. Omra, Afila Achash, Shachati, Oysom, Loinitzalti, Miyodi, Loinitzalti, Miyodi. Omra, so she frustrated, she said, Hurry, Alai, Chayim. Amalo, that's the case. Kulei Shelihu, Shekachom Agshbol Golchein Bisol Choyia belongs to the Aaron Hakohen. Not al v'halach. He took it ve'nicha boicha he im shtei b'neisal. That's the Medrash. Korach was one of the richest people in the world. Chazal tell us he was very rich. If Korach was so bothered about this Hamon and Atzir Simim, why didn't he just give them a bit of money and support them? Novos, Korach, he wasn't bothered about this poor Amana. Korach was obviously making litzonos of how many halachas there are. The halachas, the Torah, the diktuk halacha, that's what we've got, which is mavdul beinenu ubein agoyim. Says Moshe Rabbeinu, you're coming over with tzonas, you're saying about only these two kealachas. Va'avdil, the Rebbeinu Shlom himself was the one who was mavdil between amim and between Yisrael and amim. And that's pshat in the Medrash. The Moshe Rabbeinu was answering back to Moshe. I was answering back to Koyach and saying with the three points, the Kriya Moed of those who can be Ma'abes Hashanah. The Rebbeinu was the one that did it here. You're coming along with the Litzonos about so many halachas. That's Va'avdil Es Yisrael Bein Amim. If you can change these things, then you can chuck a change and take Aaron away from his position. To finish off, I saw an interesting thing. I didn't go into it other stuff, but an interesting point that it's Nigel, not some, it could be Nigel, a Meister. There was a Meister Shahaya going back in the times of the Tsar Shalom the Bells, that there was a Yid who was a Chayla Musukun on Shabbos, and there was one of the Rabbonim there, Paskind, that you're allowed to take a goy, actually through a goy, some say without a goy, to write a kvittel, and they sent the kvittel on Shabbos to the Rebbe should daven for this chayla. And there was a whole huge uproar, whether it was mutter or not. In other words, are you allowed to do a hatzola, to save a yid, through a skuladika saving, like going to a Rebbe or other sorts of skulas, on Shabbos or not? By doing this refuah, you're going to be over on an Issa. And they want to bring a raya from this week's Sedra. Oh, but first of all, we'll bring the other points that they mentioned. The Shlomo Kaluga was one of the scenes of one, the Ikemon who was fighting then against it. And he said that you've got to, he puzzled this Meir Hira, that he's not allowed to be Meir Halacha Yisrael for doing such a thing. So one of the places where they build the halacha on is in the Mishnah in Yuma. The Mishnah in Yuma brings down that the Kalev Shoita bit somebody, which is a very dangerous thing. So the Eitzah, the refuah for the Kalev Shoita, is to feed the person from the liver of the dog, of the Koislea liver. You feed that to the Chayla. So the Mishnah says there, as the Mishnah brings down there, Misha Noshchei Kelev Shoita Ein Machilim Oisim Michotza Kovet Shloi V'Reb Masir Ben Chorosh Mati Machlokes Tanoim. The Perush Mishnayis, the Rambam brings down there, Ve'Ein Halacha K'Reb Masir Ben Chorosh Shehu Mati La'Achil La'Odom HaKovet Shel Kelev Shoita K'Shenoshach. He's Mati. Why? Ki Zeh Ein Emoyel Ela B'Derech Skula. It's not a proper refuah, it's only B'Derech Skula. But Chachamim Soivrim, the Tanakama holds, ki ein oivrim al mitzvahs elo berufua bilvad. And he must be the Rambam, Rotsoleima, bedvorim hamarpim beteva. The Rambam was a doctor, he knew what he was saying. About Kol Ponim, the Rambam said that you're only allowed to be mechal Shabbos or mechal halacha if you're using proper refuas. V'hu dova amiti, Hoytziu hadas v'anisoyin, the experience has proved that that's how it goes. Avul yisrapo is bedvoyim shehei marpim v'skulosam, to heal through skulas. Also, ki koicham cholosh einay mitzad hadas v'nisreinay rochiku, it's a far-fetched thing and it's shvach, it doesn't do the job. That l'choyre comes out that the Rambam is trying to say, because it's not a vaday refuah. It's a shvach hazach, it's not zichet l'help, it's a skulitik hazach, so mele, you're not allowed to mevatel an issa for such a thing. Mitzad sheni, they bring that Mordechai HaTzadik, he fasted the first day Pesach because of the matzah then. That means he was mevatel mitzvah zaseh of matzah. How could he do such a thing? It's also a skulitik hazach, it's a fasting, it's meir rachmi shamayim. A Kol Ponim, they've got a deal going back and forwards, whether the reason is because it's a skula dika thing, or is the reason was because the skula is not 100% sure it's going to happen. If it's not 100% sure, it is 100% sure, I don't really understand that, because it's your dua, that even a sofik pikuach nefesh, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're allowed to be zdecha everything. So if there's a tzad that this skula is actually going to take the person out of sakona, then it Ilchaya does what the tzaddik should be also.
Sekula is a spiritual thing. Shabbos Himalizik, so then Mordechai Pesach was coming, wasn't Shabbos. So then Shabbos
Himalizik,
and
you operate
in
that way. But Mordechai, why wasn't this a skula dika thing?
this Pesach, I think it was probably one in seven chance that it wasn't on Pesach. It wasn't on Shabbos. Therefore, you don't have the
Shabbos Himalizik. We've got a Yontov Himalizik. You've got a Yontov Himalizik.
Okay.
But Lamaisa, Mocha and Esther, the Ivan Esther, the Matl Mitzasi. The place in this week's Sedra they want to bring the Raya from is Vayyim Moshel Ari Kachis Hamachato V'Seinu Le Eish Malam Mizbeach V'Sim Kutoyiz V'Hoylich Mehira El Eidah V'Chapa Elem Ki Yotza Akezah V'Zrei Hashem Michal HaNegev. Aaron HaKoyen, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron, you should take a Machato with the Kutoyiz and you should quickly go between the Malach HaMovis and Klal Yisrael. And Chazal is speaking about how did Moshe Rabbeinu know that such a thing could be done. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu was not the one who gave him the instruction to do it. So it says that when Moshe Rabbeinu came together up to Shemaim to get the Torah, so the Malach HaMoves was Megala to him this sod. It was a secret, told the Mishnah earlier, Eitzah, that if you want to stop the Malach HaMoves against me, then use Ketoras. So you see that even though it was Chutz Lizmanu, a Chutz Limkoimu, which is Zichah also to bring Ketoras in such a time, nevertheless, Moshe Rabbeinu told Aaron to do it to save Klal Yisrael. So you see that you are allowed to use Skuladika things when the Matzav of a Sakana. I got a body. There's deal about it, and one can look at it. Okay.